In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When the children of Israel first went into the promised land after they had been freed from slavery in Egypt by God through the hand of Moses, they didn't have any king. They didn't really even have any national government. They had their own tribal governments and princes, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, but they didn't have any kings. When they needed a leader, God would raise them up, and they called them judges, even though they're not like the judges we have today who sit in courtrooms and judge legal cases. The judges were rather leaders that would do God's will, which was usually to free the children of Israel from some other country oppressing them. Well, finally, the children of Israel said, "We want to be like everyone else. We want a king too." And that's what we heard in today's first reading. As they went to Samuel, who was the last of the judges, and said, "We want to be just like everyone else. We want a king." And Samuel said to them, "Be careful what you ask for, because the king will take all of your best stuff, and he will have your children work for him. You still want a king? Oh, yes, we want a king. Well, but if you complain about it, God's not going to listen to you. We still want a king." And so they got a king. And that king's name was Saul. And Saul started out really good, and then he was disobedient to God, so he was kicked out. And then there was David, who was really pretty good, even though he wasn't perfect, and he had to be punished a couple of times. And then David had a son named Solomon, who started out really, really good, but then he betrayed God towards the end of his life. And most of the kings of Israel were not any really great shakes. You know, that's a big problem that we can always have, that we have to watch out for, is trying to be like everyone else. We want to be popular. We want to fit in. But if we do that, sometimes it's the wrong thing. We should always try to do what's right, whether it's popular or not. And so if everyone, for example, is picking on someone because they have a different skin color or speak a different language or perhaps they're disabled, is it the right thing to pick on them? No, you need to stand up and not be like everyone else and do the right thing. And if you look at the heroes that we have, both the real heroes, like Dr. King, whose birthday we'll be celebrating on Monday, they were the people who stood up and did the things that weren't popular. And this is also true of our fictional heroes. Very rarely are they the ones who do what everyone else is doing. So who do you want to be like? Do you want to be a hero? Or do you want to be someone who just goes along with what everyone else does? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.